Welcome back. It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we end the hour today in Germany, where a new law is cracking down hard on hate speech on social media. As of this week, sites like Facebook and Twitter have just 24 hours to take down posts containing hate speech deemed blatantly illegal by German law, and they have just 1 week to take action in less obvious cases. Now, one far-right member of parliament has already had her Twitter account suspended under the rules for anti-Muslim statements. How far could this crackdown go on speech in Germany, and who's responsible for policing what Germans say on their social media? David Kay is a law professor at UC Irvine and the UN Special Rapporteur for Freedom of Opinion and Expression. He joins me now. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
David, before we get deep into this, just remind us what the hate speech law is in Germany, and then we'll talk about how it's being applied to social media now.
Right. So under German law, it's essentially illegal, and this is consistent with international human rights law, to engage in the kind of hate speech that constitutes incitement to violence or hostility or discrimination. It's obviously very different from U.S. law because of its lower bar, and it's essentially its disconnection from another particular crime. So it's a relatively robust hate speech law in Germany.
Given, of course, Germany's history with World War II, the Holocaust, and massive violence fueled by hateful rhetoric for the years up to the war. Now let's talk about social media, because Germany has taken this robust law, as you say, against hate speech and told these big companies, Facebook, Twitter, and others, it's up to you to take down posts that might violate the law. How does it work?
That's right. So, I mean, I think it's important to identify a couple of the positive aspects of the German law first. You know, Germany, as is the case, I think, across Europe, has been feeling that they've lost quite a bit of control over their public space over the last several years, that it's been dominated by companies like Facebook and Google. And so they adopted this law, which was actually quite popular, that basically says that if a social media company allows what they call manifestly unlawful content on their platform and they're notified of it, within 24 hours they have to take it down or they'll be subject to very substantial fines up to 50 million euros or $60 million for each instance. The timing gets a little more extended if we're talking about more complicated issues of German law, but generally speaking, the idea is impose very high fines on the companies when they allow hate speech, Holocaust denial, other kinds of what we would call speech crimes to be shared on their platforms.
Well, a $60 million fine is no joke. There's certainly a meaningful disincentive there. David, government of Germany appears to be outsourcing enforcement of its speech laws, right? Is this a new mode of a shared responsibility with these big corporations?
Yeah. So this is the interesting part in many ways and really the problematic part. So while on the one hand, Germany and the European Union more generally have been pushing the companies to more closely regulate their platforms, which I think is a shared idea in the United States as well, they're also basically saying to the companies, you need to do this. You need to be assessing and evaluating, much as in normal speech laws the courts do, you need to be assessing what's happening on your platforms. And I think in general, there's a positive idea behind that, right? It's essentially the idea that German law should be applicable to social media companies when they're operating in Germany. The problem is that this very high cost, as you said, will be a strong incentive for the companies to regulate. And in order to avoid the fines, they're very likely to overregulate. They're likely to take down content that they might not otherwise take down because of the fear of these high fines. And so I think we're heading into a period where, because of this outsourcing and because the courts won't be involved, we'll see a lot more content taken down. And then we'll also see, because of the high cost, a concentration of and a dominance, continued dominance of companies like Facebook and Google, because it's going to be expensive for smaller companies to get into the market.
And then the questions, the reflexive questions that a lot of Americans are going to have in this situation, and rightfully so. There are a lot of fights here already in the United States, pressure on these social networks, Facebook and Twitter, to police the speech on their private networks, pressure all the time. You see it on Twitter for them to take down posts, suspend users because of Twitter's rules. The laws here are different. We have a First Amendment. But is there a lesson or a cautionary tale coming from Germany about what could or should happen in the United States?
I mean, I think there are two lessons here. On the one hand, it's very unlikely because the First Amendment imposes such restrictions on government control of speech. It's very unlikely that we will see the same kind of laws in the United States. But I think we will continue to see the kind of pressure on the companies that we're seeing on across Europe. And that pressure, I think, is leading the companies to more closely regulate content on their platforms, which, you know, in some respects may be a positive, but at the same time, this pressure, even without the force of law, I think will lead the companies to regulate content in ways that might make some of us uncomfortable. I mean, we're already seeing takedowns of content in the United States and around the world on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, that that really are inconsistent with First Amendment freedoms or with human rights law as it pertains to freedom of expression. So, you know, what we're seeing in Europe, I think, is an example of what we're seeing, even if it doesn't have the force of law in other jurisdictions like the United States.
You know, we talk increasingly about the internet as a utility and what it means for it to be a mode of communication for all of society. And we may be entering a phase now where social media platforms like Facebook, like Twitter, find themselves to be speech utilities. What does that mean for their role in society and their role under the law? David Kaye, UC Irvine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
This is Lolly Watt from Wilmette, Illinois, and I'm calling to say that I definitely think big social media companies should have to pay hefty fines for leaving up hate speech, because that would stop them allowing people, including the president, to spread hateful and intentionally misleading lies. It is really bad for the state of our nation.
The biggest problem I can see with outlawing hate speech is who would be the judge of what is or what is not hate speech. Just because you disagree with me, does that mean I can say you're spewing hate speech or vice versa?
My name is Damani. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I agree completely that you, the United States, should also do it. Our companies, especially huge conglomerates who have access to a mass audience, share messages that bring us closer together and nurture peace and understanding.
Lots of you would like to see companies face fines for hate speech on their platforms. And it's a law that, if we ever got there, certainly the Supreme Court would take a First Amendment interest in. Give us a call with your view, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.